Peace to our brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几次圣经。
Let's start by reading a few passages from the Bible.
希伯来书十三章二十节、二十一节。
Start by reading Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21.
但愿是平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。
Verse 20. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord.
21节，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Verse 21. Equip in you every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
另外在哥罗西书三章十五节。
Next, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
这边讲到是基督的平安，这不是我们的，而是基督的。
And in these two verses, they speak of the peace of Christ, which is not our peace, but belongs to the Lord.
另外在腓立比书四章六到七节。
And then we will read Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这边讲到神的平安。
Here it speaks of the peace of God.
它是神所赐的，是出人意外的。
And this is from God, and it is not from men.
另外在约翰福音里头，主耶稣在离世的之前呢，他把许多的事情告诉他的门徒。
And in John chapter 16 verse 33, it says that,the Lord Jesus spoke many things to his disciples.
他使你们不致跌倒，叫你们到了时候可以想起我对你们说过了。
That they would not stumble, but to take courage and that he has overcome the world.
在约翰福音十六章三十三节里面读到。
And it says in John 16:33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken to you, so that you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
这边讲到是在我里面，在主里面有平安。
So it says here that in me you may have peace, which is in the Lord Jesus we may have peace.
在基督以外，我们没有其他的平安。
And apart from the Lord Jesus, we don't have any other peace.
另外，加拉太书五章二十二节、二十三节。
Next, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
这边平安呢，它翻译成那个和平。
In Chinese, they have peace translated as
读经到这里哈，我们有些祷告。
So this will conclude our Bible reading for now. Let us have a word of prayer.
我就像刚刚诗歌里面所说的，有平安在我的心里。
Lord Jesus, like the hymn we just sang, there is peace in our hearts.
这不是世界所能给我们的。
It is a peace that the world cannot give to us.
而且这平安不是人所能够夺去的。
And it is not a peace that can be taken away by man.
这个平安永远住在我们心里的。
And this peace will dwell forever in our hearts.
它永不会离弃我们，也是属我的。
And he will never leave us because the Lord Jesus belongs to us.
这世界虽有动荡和不安。
And this world may be tumultuous.
但是没有人能够把我们从主的手里面夺去。
But no one can take us away from the Lord's hand.
我们在基督里面有满足的喜乐和平安。
In Christ Jesus we have the fullness of joy and peace.
是主所应许的
，in which God has promised，
他必保守我们的心怀意念，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And he will keep our hearts and minds until the day of the Lord Jesus。
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name。
刚刚我们念到那个加拉太书平安的。是圣灵所结的其中的之一的果子。
And we just read in Galatians that peace is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
当然在中文里面呢这个平安有许多的不同的翻译。
And in Chinese, this word peace had many different translations.
我记得我自己在高中的时候因为学校在台北每一次碰到有一些特别的节日庆典的时候呢就会被派到去凑人数。
And so when I was in high school, whenever there was some sort of special event, we had to go attend these events to, you know, to fill in the crowd.
那有一次一个这个美国去的这个众议员来演讲。
And so one time there was this congressman from the United States and he was a speaker.
信息的内容是讲到这个世界的和平。
And the point of his speech was about
the freedom,
freedom
in 世界的自由。那么他内容里面提到这个平安 peace 这个字。
And so in his speech he said this word peace.
那翻译的是一位大学教授。
And the translator was this college professor.
他没有把这个字翻译出来，他也 repeated 这个 peace 这一个字。
And so he didn't translate this word peace. He just repeated it in English, peace.
那么大家听着都哈哈大笑。
And whenever heard this, they would just laugh.
然后他后面解释到说，这个字必须按照它上下的这个上下文能够来解释。
And he explained that to translate this word, you would need the context.
虽然有点尴尬但是的确是如此。
And it may be a little awkward, but it is true.
刚念到加拉太书五章二十二节、二十三节的，我们提到圣灵结的果实是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And so, when we just read Galatians chapter 5, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
这边提到和平但是英文都是同一个字是 peace。
And here in Chinese it says, they translate it as sort of like tranquility or peace among men, but it's in English it's just peace.
另外像在以弗所书二章十四节也提到因他使我们和睦将两下合而为一拆毁了中间隔断墙。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14, it says, For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
中文翻译成和睦。
Here, the Chinese, they called it a different word. Harmony. Yeah.
那以弗所书二章十七节讲到并且传来和平的福音。 给你们远处的人，也给你们近处的人。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 17, and he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
这边讲到和平的福音是 glad tidings of peace.
And here the Darby translation gives us this note that it is the glad tidings of peace.
希伯来书12章11节讲到凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子就是义。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
这边平安的果子就是 a peaceful fruit, 是一个形容词 a peaceful fruit of righteousness.
And here, this peaceful fruit of righteousness is a adjective.
Yeah. 那么我今天呢所要讲的是我们里面的平安哈。
So today what I want to share about is this inner peace.
也是我们在主里头的平安。
And it is the peace that we have in the Lord Jesus.
那这个 peace 的这个平安的源头呢是那是平安的神。
And so the source of our peace is our Lord of peace.
那我们特别在这疫情的当中的时候呢我们实际上经历到许多不同的难处哈。
And especially during this pandemic, we've met many difficulties.
不管是物质上、精神上，或是灵里面，我们都受了许多的压迫。
Whether physically, mentally, or spiritually, we have all experienced these tribulations.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说到：“我留下给你们的平，我留下平安给你们。我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。”你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
The Lord told us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful."
这边所说到的，我的平安哈。
And here it says, "My peace."
世人可以用不同的方法来追求里面的那个安息。
People may have different ways of attempting to gain this rest.
但那些都是短暂的没有办法连接到主啊自己。
But that is all temporary, and it cannot connect us to the Lord who gives us peace.
那我底下用两个例子一个旧约一个新约来讲到。
So I'll use two examples, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament.
看可不可以从其中得到一些帮助。
And see if we can receive some help from these.
最近主日学里面读到这个以斯帖记。
And so in Sunday school we recently read the book of Esther.
那么哈曼哈因为莫迪改的缘故要定义要灭绝亚哈水鲁王封国里面所有的犹大人。
And so Haman sought to destroy all of the Jews in the kingdom of Ahasuerus because of Mordecai.
莫迪改告诉以斯帖就说
So Mordecai told Esther these things.
在以斯帖四章十四节到十六节讲到，言之你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说，你当去召聚苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我进食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样进食，然后我为例进去见王，我若死。
So in Esther chapter 4, verses 14 through 16 says, And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this? Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, Go, assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens also will fast in the same way. And thus I will go in to the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish.
之后王施恩给以斯帖
And afterwards, the king was gracious to Esther.
以斯帖五章三到六节王对他说王后以斯帖啊你要什么你求什么就是国的一半我也必赐给你。以斯帖说王若以为美就请王带着哈曼今日赴我所预备的宴席。王说叫哈曼速速照以斯帖的话去行。是王带着哈曼 父以斯帖所预备的筵席，在酒席宴前，王又问以斯帖说：“你要什么？我必赐给你。你求什么，就是国的一半，也必为你成就。”
In Esther chapter 5, verses 3 to 6, it says, Then the king said to her, What is troubling you, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be given to you. Esther said, If it pleases the king, may the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Bring Haman quickly, that we may do as Esther desires. So the king and Haman came to the banquet which Esther had prepared. As they drank their wine at the banquet, the king said to Esther, What is your petition, for it shall be granted to you? And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be done.
那么这边一个问题被提到哈，就是说为什么以斯帖两次有机会来向，他却没有抓住这个机会呢，能够向王要他所求的。
And so a question was asked, how Esther had these two opportunities, but she didn't take them to ask what she really wanted from the king.
弟兄解释到就是说这个两次是代表一个见证的原则。
And our brother shared that these two opportunities were for the principle of two in giving testimony.
在希伯来书十章里面提到，人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得连续而死。
In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses.
两三个是见证代表。
It says the testimony of two or three witnesses.
另外四世纪里面也提到，祭奠用羊毛的干和湿能够来印证神的话。
And Judges tells the story of Gideon who used this fleece of wool to confirm the promise of God.
也是反反复两次哈。
And it went back and forth with the Lord twice as well.
那么我自己觉得哈，在腓立比书四章里头用到了两节圣经呢，更能够贴切的把这个以斯帖里面的心情呢能够描述出来。
And my belief on this is that in Philippians there is a verse that more accurately depicts Esther's frame of mind here.
腓立比书四章六到七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
以斯帖里面呢，他没有特别提到神。
So in the book of Esther, it doesn't specifically speak about God.
但是呢，三昼三夜不吃不喝，对犹大人来说，应该是向神求。
But to fast for 3 days and 3 nights without eating or drinking, to Jews clearly it's about praying to God.
那以斯帖他心里头明白哈，他所他的祈求呢是向着神，而不是向着人。
So Esther knew that her request was to God and not to man.
神的平安呢在她里面。
And the peace of God was in her.
她的心思意念是被神所保守的。
And her mind and thoughts were kept by God.
而且呢，她不是靠着她的血气急着对神向她所开启的第一个机会，她就抓住了。
And not by flesh. So she was not rushed.To take hold of this first opportunity.
因为他是被神的灵所管制的。
Because she was under the rule of God's Holy Spirit.
所以王说你要什么求什么，就是国的一半也必赐给你。以斯帖并没有抓住这个机会。
So when the king first offered her even half of the kingdom, Esther didn't take this first opportunity.
他也因为如此呢，他知道神要给他自己里面其实很清楚明白神要给他的是什么，什么时候才是最好的时机。
And because she knew that God will answer her request, she also knew to wait on the timing of the Lord.
我们一般呢， 每个人呢，大部分都会这样子，碰到机会来的时候，我们神似乎开启了一扇门之后呢，我们马上呢，就抓住这个机会。
And for many people, for most people, when an opportunity arrives that we've been praying for, it seems that the Lord has opened the door and we'll immediately grasp it.
因为好像神已经应许了我们的祷告。
Because to us, it seems as though God has already answered our prayer.
我自己时常有这样的机会哦，每次找工作碰到第一个 offer， 我就马上接受。
And I was the same way. When I was looking for a job, the first offer that came by, I would just take it.
通常并不一定是最好的话，过了一阵子，似乎又要另外找别的工作。
And often it may not have been the best choice because shortly after I would have to go looking for another job.
所以呢，这个以斯帖里面让我们学到呢，我们应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告祈求感谢神，将我们所要的告诉神，那神所赐出人意外的平安在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And so from Esther, we should learn that we should be careful about nothing. In everything by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. The peace of God shall guard our hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus.
那这边他讲的凡事呢，是指的所有的事情，不管大小，我们都不要担忧，不要挂虑。
And so here says everything, which means all things, whether big or small. And so we should not be worried about them.
特别在马太福音也提到那个我们常小信哈，但是那个就像草野地里面的草它的生长都是神所给的哈。
And so in Matthew it says you have little faith, you know, like the grass of the field which is clothed by the Lord.
我们不要为明天担忧哈，因为明天有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当也就够了。
And so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
另外，哥罗西书三章十五节也提到
，And likewise in Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, it also says,
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，要存感谢的心。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
这边特别提到是基督的平安哈。
So here we have to remember that this is the peace of Christ.
这平安必须在基督里面。
And this Christ is in, this peace is in Christ.
约翰福音十六章三十三节提到，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难。但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And in John 16 verse 33, again it says, These things I have spoken to you so that that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
那么我们的平安是在耶稣基督里头的。
And our peace is in Christ.
另外一个例子呢，我提到是在使徒行传里头的。
And...Our next example is in the Acts of the Apostles.
特别是保罗在腓立比的时候被众人来攻击他。
So when Paul was in Philippi and he was being attacked by the people.
保罗和希拉呢被关在监里面呢，然后他们唱诗祷告唱诗赞美主，赞美神。
So, Paul and Silas were thrown in prison and there they were praying and singing hymns.To God.
我们当人受到了误解呢，还有委屈的时候呢，或许这些是神所允许所发生的。
When we are misunderstood or treated poorly by the people, it may be that it was permitted by God.
那这同时也是一个属灵的征战。
And likewise, it may be a spiritual battle.
我们常觉得为什么这些事情临到我们别人却没事。
We may think, you know, why does this fall upon me and everyone else seems fine?
保罗呢他不止一次遭遇到这许多的难处。
And Paul himself fell into these difficulties more than once.
他特别在哥林多后书四章里面提到, 他四面受敌却不被困住, 心里作难却不知失望。
In 2 Corinthians, he says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing.
我们看到他遭遇了各样的难处呢，各样的不顺利的事情的时候，但是神也告诉我们要，我们能够坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And so we see, even though Paul was experiencing all these difficulties, he held fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
那我们光是有盼望呢，还是不够的。我们也要能够持定，这个坚守我们这个盼望。
Just having hope is not enough. We have to hold fast and not waver.
我们凭着自己呢是没有办法坚持的。And
on our own strength, we will not be able to hold fast.
但是要想到神他自己信实的，我们，并且他应许了我们，让我们能够里面有那个确据。
But we need to trust in God who is faithful, and He was the one who promised us. So let that assurance help us.
所以呢，我们要想到是主，是那我们常被教育实力呢，是使耶稣的身在我们的必死的身上能够显明出来，让那自战至亲的苦楚为我们成就极重无比的荣耀。
So we should always carry about in us the body, in our body, the dying of Christ, so that the life of Christ, life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body.
如果呢，神他若怜悯我们，向我们开启呢，我们让我们能够心里面渴慕主，认识主的宝贵，我们就不至于被地上的事情所吸引。
And if we see and understand how precious the Lord is, we will not be distracted by the things of this world.
我们要常思念上面的事，可以来认识耶稣基督并他复活的大能。
And we should focus on the things above that we can see his great power.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，能够效法他的死。
And that we may suffer with him, that we may be conformed to his death.
那保罗和希拉呢？他被下在监里面呢，他却还能够祷告，能够唱诗来赞美主，赞美神。And
so Paul and Silas, even though they were imprisoned, they were still able to pray and sing hymns of praise to the Lord.
都是因为那位赐平安的神给他们的。Because
of this peace was given to them by the God of peace.
那蒙神的恩典哈，我自己也同样有同样的遭遇。
And by God's grace, I also have a similar experience.
我记得在九一以后，那个公司就开始downsize裁员。And
so after 9/11, my company where I was working started downsizing.
那么虽然有机会interview呢，但是并不太适合。And
even though I had several interviews, they didn't really quite match my experience.
那虽然林里面 软弱下沉，但是在祷告里面，那个却突然的涌出那个赞美的诗歌了。And
although my spirit was low, while I was praying, a hymn of praise sprang up in me.
我们虽然前面工作似乎人没有着落，但是心里面却有说不出的那个平安。And
although there didn't seem to be a job lined up in front of me. It seemed I had this unspeakable peace in my heart.
实在不是出于我自己的，实在是那赐平安的神所给的。And
really, it was not for myself, but from the God of peace who gave it to me.
心里面的忧虑的重担就卸去了。And
all this burden within myself was just laid down.
那最后总结一下，我提到这两个例子。And
so, in conclusion, I shared these two examples.
要记得我们的 祈求呢，不是向着人，乃是向着神的。And
so remember that our requests are made not to man, but to God.
那神所赐的平安必会在我里面做主。And
the peace of the Lord would reign in our hearts.
另外呢，祷告、唱诗、赞美主，也是让我们里面的重担能够卸去。
And second, that praying and singing praise to our Lord will allow us to put aside the burdens in our hearts.
让主的平安能够带领我们走每一步路。
And may the peace of the Lord allow us to follow in follow after him.
让我们彼此勉励。
Let us continue to encourage one another.
我们有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
但愿那使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满我们的心。
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace.
让我们在圣灵里面大有盼望。
That we would abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那说要来的就来，必不迟延。
That he who will come and will not delay.
让我们存着忍耐的心，等候主的再来。
So let us wait patiently for the Lord's return.
愿平安归于所有属于基督的人。
And let peace be with all of those who belong to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
让我们翻开罗马书第一章。
And we will be reading verses 16 through 18.
我们要来读16到18节。
Verse 16, it says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
罗马书一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。For
therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如今上所记，义人必因信得生。For
the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
And we'll go over to chapter 2 of Romans.
再来读罗马书第二章。
And we will read verses 2 through 6.
2到6节。
But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things.
我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。And
thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?
你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是灵里悔改呢？
But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。Who
will render to every man according to his deeds.
他必照个人的行为报应个人。
Now let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we truly thank you again for your grace this morning.
我实在是为着你今天早上的恩典感谢你。
Lord, we truly pray for the Spirit to teach us.
再来求圣灵来教导我们。
And to lead us and guide us into all truth.
来引导我们进入一切的真理。
Lord, may only your words go forth.
主啊，只愿你的话可以在这里运行。
And may your work be done in your church.
愿你的工作在你的教会成就。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Man has an inherent prejudice against God.
人是有偏见来对神是有偏见的。
So what makes people so resentful of something that they claim isn't even true?
就是让人怎么才能人让人来认识到一个不真实的呢?
So when you go out witnessing either door to door or in a public place,
你在见证看到就是门对门的或者是在一个公众的场合中。
You will truly see how the hearts of men are around your neighborhood.
你可以实在能看见你的邻居中他们的心是怎样的光景。
So many when they read the passages that we just read in the beginning.
当我们看思想我们刚刚读的经节。
All that registers in their heart and in their mind is the wrath of God.
在他们的心里面思想里面都是神的震怒。
But in this passage we just read that God told you that he would save you.
但是刚刚我们读到的经节告诉我们神是我们的救主。
And all you had to do to be saved was to believe.
你只要相信被得救。
And in Romans chapter 2, man doesn't hear the riches of his goodness and the riches of his forbearance and the riches of his long suffering.
像罗马书第二章讲的人听不见他的恩慈宽容和忍耐。
Both Jews and Gentiles alike, they look at the wrath of God in verse 5, and how they respond is, who is God to judge me?
那就不管是犹太人、外邦人，他们的对神的回应，就像二章五节里面说的，说你是什么神可以来审判我呢？
So the question becomes, why is God a bad God if there's judgment and wrath against sin?
问题就是为什么神可能是因为他的审判会是一个坏不好的神呢？
But why does no one seem to notice the goodness of God or the tolerance of God or the patience of God?
为什么人就注意不到神的恩慈宽容和忍耐呢？
So in both of these passages, the God of wrath and judgment only displays these attributes of his character after his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering has been rejected.
其实神的愤怒是只是留给那些拒绝他的恩慈宽容和忍耐的人。
Only as a last resort does God punish those who said, I don't want to be delivered from this punishment.
只有那些拒绝神的救恩，不愿意被拯救的人，神才对他们审判。
Man needs to spend a lifetime fighting against the goodness of God to eventually end up in hell, that God did everything he could to keep them from.
人在一生中尽所能的来拒绝神的恩慈、宽容和忍耐，然后最终就远离了救恩，进入地狱。
Truly, Psalm chapter 10 verse 4 sums it up this way. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. All his thoughts are, there is no God.
就像诗篇第十篇四节说的，恶人面带骄傲，说耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
So we're talking about the goodness of God this morning.
今天早上我们要来讲神的良善。
So the word goodness means a showing of loving kindness.
这个良善是的定义，就是说它显明慈爱。
It also means bestowal of favor and acts of benevolence.
也讲到了它是仁慈。
Compassion and mercy and long suffering.
还有就是忍耐、怜悯。
And patience and grace.
忍耐和恩典。
It's one of the attributes of God which is unchangeable.
这些神的特性是不改变的。
Nothing can add to his goodness.
他的恩慈上面不能再加一点点。
And nothing that happens on earth can take away from his goodness.
世上所发生的一切都不能把他的恩慈拿走。
So God's goodness is the sum total of all the other attributes of God.
所以恩慈是神所有其他属性的一个总结。
So even his wrath and judgment is good.
所以尽管愤怒审判是良善的。
Because God's judgment will be done according to righteousness and truth.
因为他的审判是借着真理和公义。
And there is no respecter of persons with God.
没有人不尊重神。
So whether people realize it or not, every day of our lives, God is infinitely good to us.
不管我们意识到还是没有意识到，神对我们的恩慈是无限的。
The Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
圣经里面说，罪的工价就是死。
But we sin every day. But here we are alive because he is long-suffering.
但是我们还仍然活着，原因就是他一直在忍耐。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经里说，罪的工价就是死。
But God chose to deal with them under forbearance and not under destruction.
但是神借着容忍来解决这个问题，而不是用毁灭来解决。
But for all that, men continue whenever they are angry or displeased to curse God.
但是不管神如何做，人还是继续的来不喜悦神，然后就是咒诅神。
So he favors us with sunshine and rain and doesn't receive any thanksgiving.
像我们 每天都接受阳光雨水，但是心里一点没有感恩。
He freely gives us all life and all the blessings.
他白白的赐给我们生命和所有的祝福。
And he gives grace and happiness to millions of people who never acknowledge him.
他把他的将他的恩典和怜悯给数百万的人。这些人其实根本就不承认他。
See, he's good to the bad.
所以他善待所有的人。
He's kind to the hateful.
他对那些恨他的人。
And he's merciful to the cruel.
对他的有恩典，他对那些残酷的人有怜悯。
Still, men curse him and choose to deny him.
但是人继续咒诅他，选择拒绝他。
But our verse says that the riches of his goodness should not be despised.
就像圣经里面所说的，他的恩慈不应该被藐视。
The riches of his forbearance and long suffering should not be used to deceive ourselves into thinking there will not be a day of judgment.
他丰盛的忍耐和宽容不应该让我们成为一个借口，就说他不可能有审判。
But they should drive us to the one who is so good and so patient to put all of our trust and our hope in him.
反而应该这样，应该让我们更多的来亲近他，更多的来信靠他。
So the first point is that the Bible declares the goodness of God.
所以第一点就是圣经宣告了神的恩慈。
And many of the Psalms testify of God's goodness.
在诗篇里面有很多地方都见证了神的恩慈。
And just a few of these, I will just mention, without reading for the sake of time.
有几处我提一下，但是我们就没时间不读了。
So Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
The entire psalm is about God's incredible grace and salvation.
这整首诗篇都讲到神伟大的恩典和救恩。
Psalm 34:8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good.
诗篇三十八节讲到，你尝尝主恩的滋味。
And Psalm 100.
诗篇一百篇。
Verses 4 and 5 say, For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.
讲到耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
There is one instance in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面也有一个例子。
In which Moses had a physical encounter with God's goodness.
摩西有一个面对面的接触，领受神的恩惠。
In Exodus chapter 33, verses 19 and 20.
在出埃及记33章。Sorry.
So Moses desired that God would show him his glory.
摩西想求神显出他的荣耀给他看。
And God replies by saying, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee.
出埃及记33章19节，耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。
God said that he would show him another revelation of the name of God.
神告诉他，他要启示他另外一个，就是他的名。
Moses in all of his humility and meekness and communion with God and interceding for the people of God, he was able to see as much mortal man could see of God's glory.
神因着他的谦卑，可以跟神有一个完全的、非常丰富的交通，让他可以看更多的看见神的荣耀。
And Moses was able to witness firsthand the goodness of God.
所以摩西可以来经历神恩惠的第一手的经历。
Secondly, God has always been good from the beginning.
第二点就是神从起初一直就是良善的。
In Genesis chapter 1, God pronounced everything that he created as good.
在创世纪里面讲到神看他一切所造的都好。
And at the end of the 6 days, God saw everything he had made and he emphasized that it was very good.
在第六天造结束以后，就神强调说他看着一切所造的都甚好。
And God saw that it was not good for man to be alone.
神看见人独居不好。
God made Adam an helpmeet.
神就给亚当造了一个配偶帮助他。
So God performed and arranged all things, not just for the sake of upholding his character, but it was for their good.
神的所有的一些特性中，他没有说要抓住哪一点，他就是所有这一切都是为了他的恩慈。
But Adam and Eve rejected the goodness of God.
但是亚当夏娃拒绝了神的恩典。
They only had one commandment.
神只给他们有一个诫命。
To not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
命令他们不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
The serpent's lie and temptation caused Eve to doubt the goodness of God.
蛇的诱惑让
So if God was made to be not good or less than good, why shouldn't she act independently?
就是亚娃说，为什么她不能够独立呢？
Why shouldn't she seek her own good?
为什么她不能寻求自己的良善呢？
When she beheld the fruit on that tree, it looked good to her.
当她看见那树上的果子是悦人的眼目。
And it was pleasant to the eyes.
也是前世可喜爱的。
And she desired this knowledge of good and evil.
她渴望那个分别善恶的智慧。
So once she ate the fruit, she gave to her husband to eat.
她吃了果子以后又给她丈夫吃。
And so sin and death passed upon all men.
所以罪和死亡就进入了一切的人类。
Here we see that all that God did, or all that God forbade, was for man's good.
我们可以看见神一切所做的，他一切所禁止的，都是因着他的良善。
So likewise, by faith, we need to believe that what a good God forbids must be evil.
在信心中，我们要来知道神能够认识到神的良善，而不是他的恶。
And what a good God commands must be good.
一个良善的神的命令应该是良善的。
Can we trust the God who created the heavens and the earth and all things for his pleasure?
我们能够信靠 创造天地的神行他所喜悦的吗？
To tell us what he commands is good, and what he forbids is evil.
告诉他他的命令是良善的。
Thirdly, God's goodness extends to all of mankind.
第三点就是神的良善延伸到所有的人。
The first passage we'll read is Psalm chapter 33.
依次我们来读诗篇三十三篇。
So Psalm 33 verse 5 says, He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了耶和华的慈爱。
When the sun came up this morning, it didn't just shine on Christians.
它不单只是照基督徒。
When the rain falls and waters the crops,
当雨降在地上来浇灌植物的时候，
it falls on the fields.Of those who believe in God and those who don't.
降在那个田地里，降在不管是信不信的雨，它都降给他们。
The whole earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
全地满了耶和华的良善恩惠。
Secondly, we will read Psalm 145.
我们第二次我们再来读诗篇第一百四十五篇。
Verses 7 through 9.
七到九节。
It says, They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness.
他们纪念你的大恩就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy.
耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯。不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works.
耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的。
See, many times we don't recognize God's goodness in our lives.
在我们的生活中，我们常常没有认识到神对我们的恩惠。
After we've enjoyed 15 years of good health or 20 years of employment,
当我们享受到15年的好的身体或者是20年的工作，
and all of a sudden if there is an upheaval or disaster in our lives,
突然灾难临到我们。
Instinctively in our human nature, we ask this question, why did God let this happen?
那个很不自觉的我们就会问一个问题，说神你为什么让这些事情发生？
When in actuality, we should be asking this question whenever there isn't a hurricane.
我们应该其实应该问这样的问题，就是说，当还没有飓风的时候
，When there wasn't a trial or a storm, or when we weren't sick，
当还没有试炼艰难，或者是我们还没有生病的时候
，So why don't we ever ask why did God let this happen to me？
那时候我们怎么就不问神说，你为什么要让这些临到我呢？
God's been so good to me.
神对我们是这样的良善。
I don't deserve the least of His blessings.
我不配，他是我的最小的祝福。
And we meet together for meetings, and sing songs of worship and fellowship with one another.
我们在这里聚集唱歌赞美他彼此交通。
We do this not only because we're commanded to do it.
我们做这一切不是因为我们被命令做这些。
But we want to constantly keep in memory of God's great grace.
目的是为了让我们可以一直来纪念神伟大的恩慈。
See, for some reason, life makes us forget it.
不知道为什么原因，就是我们的生活中常常让我们忘到这一点。
The people around us, or our old deceitful heart, makes us forget that God is good.
我们周围的人、环境，或者是我们里面的一个自欺的心，让我们忘记神的良善。
Oh, how many times when the first time we were inconvenienced or something goes wrong?
当我们记得第一次我们遇到一些难处的时候
that we forget God's goodness.
我们就忘记了神的良善恩慈。
May the Lord have grace for us.
愿神恩待我们。
And then thirdly,
第三点
we'll look at Psalm chapter 52, verse 1.
我们看诗篇五十二章一节。
It says, Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually.
勇士啊，你为何以作恶自夸？神的慈爱是长存的。
When you walk the streets around you,
当你在你周围的街上走路的时候
or if you happen to tune in to the television,
或者你正好来开电视的时候
does it bother you to hear people curse God or take his name in vain?
如果你听到人咒诅神或者把他称他的名虚妄的话你称他的名为虚妄你会被搅扰吗
It ought to.
你应该被搅扰。
Because God is the only one who should be praised all the day long.
因为神是配得我们终日赞美的。
And for the sake of time, we won't read verses 2 through 4.
因为时间的原因，我们就不再读2到4节。
But this is the reason why people don't get saved.
这就是为什么人不得不到拯救的原因。
They love evil more than they love good.
他们更爱邪恶，不爱良善。
What they don't realize is that God is good to them.
他们没有意识到认识到神对他们是非常善良的善待的。
All the things and the influences of this world hurt them.
所有这些在这世界上的一些影响是伤害了他。
So sin hurts them and violence hurts them. And depravity hurts them.
那个罪伤了人，伤了他们这些，然后暴力也伤害了他们。
Why do they keep giving themselves over to sin, which hurts them instead of to God who can bless them?
为什么他们屈服在罪的下面，受到伤害而不来到神面前得救？
Do you know why you're saved?
你知道你为什么你被拯救吗?
Because all the times you rejected the goodness of God, He didn't stop being good.
虽然说你一直的在拒绝他，但是神一直在 等待。
When you finally turn to God in your sin and your worthlessness, guess what you found?
如果你最后在你的没有价值和罪中来转向神的时候，你知道什么发生了吗？
That God is still good.
神依旧是良善的。
The goodness of God endureth continually.
神的良善存到永远。
What a good God he is.
他是何等一位良善的神。
And lastly, God is good to his children.
最后一点讲到神善待他的儿女。
In Exodus chapter 18,
出埃及记十八章。
We can take a second to turn there if you wish.
I'm sorry.
We can turn there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for 430 years.
以色列人在埃及为奴有四百年。
God heard their cry.
神听到他们的呼求。
From their bondage, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在他们的为奴的时候，神纪念了他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的约。
The Lord raised up Moses to deliver them through the miracles of the plagues.
那神就兴起摩西，借着神迹将他们拯救出来。
He did this not because they were good.
神做的这些不是因为这些以色列人是好的、良的、良善的。
But because God was good to them.
乃是因为神善待他们。
And in verse 5, after Moses returned from Egypt, Jethro, who was Moses' father-in-law, came to Moses with Zipporah and her two sons from Midian.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及以后，摩西的岳父叶特罗就来。
And in verse 8, after Moses told Jethro all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake,
十八章第八节里面讲摩西讲以色列讲耶和华为以色列的缘故向法老和埃及人所行的一切事都告诉叶特罗的时候。
He responds in verse 9, And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians.
九节里面提到叶特罗就因耶和华待以色列的一切好处，就是拯救他们脱离埃及人的手，就甚欢喜。
And in verses 10 and 11, he blesses the Lord and declares, That now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. It was proven when they dealt proudly against the people.
十到十一节就讲到，叶特罗就开始称颂耶和华。他知道，在埃及人向这百姓发狂傲的事上，得知耶和华比万神都大。
See, Jethro was a priest of Midian.
叶特罗是米甸的祭司。
But when he saw the goodness of God, he could now see that the Lord, that he was God.
当他听到耶和华对以色列人一切的好处，他就知道他耶和华是神。
And he turned his worship to the one true God.
他就把他的敬拜转向真神耶和华。
And from Moses' view, he didn't say that God put all this travail on us.
从摩西的观点来说，他并没有说神把这一切的试炼艰难给他。
But rather, our lives were full of travail, but God delivered us from them.
反而是我们的生活中会遭遇一切的艰难，但是神会拯救我们。
But sadly, the children of Israel did not see the goodness of God.
但是很让人伤心的是，以色列人并没有认识到神的良善恩慈。
Even though they had the same experience as Moses.
尽管他们和摩西有同样的经历。
And this was on top of the fact that they witnessed all of God's miracles.
不仅如此，他们也见证了神一切的神迹。
But God was still good to them.
但是虽然如此，神依然对他们恩惠，有恩惠。
So after the Lord delivered them out of Egypt, He gave them a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of cloud by night. A pillar of fire by night.
当神把他们从埃及救出来以后，在旷野里白天有云柱，夜间有火柱引领他们。
When they were brought to the Red Sea and saw Pharaoh and his armies, the children of Israel cried, Why have you taken us away to die in the wilderness?
当在红海的时候，以色列人看见埃及的军兵马兵，他们就 呼求说，我们为什么要到这里呢？为什么不回到旷野呢？
They would rather have been left alone that they may serve the Egyptians.
他们情愿自己被留在埃及来服侍埃及人。
But the Lord led them across the Red Sea on dry land.
但是神让他们行过红海，如同走干地。
And afterwards, not even after a chapter after singing a song of the Lord's deliverance.
在这以后有一首关于神拯救他们的诗歌在这里。
They murmured about what they would drink.
他们抱怨他们要喝什么呢？
And the Lord showed Moses where the Israelites could drink.
然后神耶和华就启示摩西哪里可以喝到水。
Afterwards, the Israelites murmured again about what they would eat.
之后以色列人又抱怨说他们吃什么呢？
And they remembered the fullness they had back in the days of Egypt.
他们就纪念他们在埃及的时候是多么的丰富。
And the Lord gave them manna to sustain them for 40 years in the wilderness.
但是耶和华给他们赐给他们玛纳，在埃及在旷野40年之久。
How many times did Israel tempt the Lord, wondering if the Lord was among them or not?
以色列人有多少次在试探耶和华说耶和华是在我们中间不是？
Truly how patient and long-suffering God was among his own people.
神一直在他的百姓中满了忍耐和宽容。
See, this life is full of troubles and trials and pain.
生活中满了试炼痛苦艰难。
The much of it, to be honest, is self-inflicted.
、
much of it is caused by our own selves.
很多这些苦难都是因为我们自己引来的。
And the rest of our sufferings.
剩下的一些苦，除了这些苦难，剩下的一些苦难呢？
Or our troubles are usually because of others who don't believe in God.
或者苦难，或者是痛苦、艰难，就是因为不信的人带来的。
See, if God says to mankind, "Thou shalt not kill."
所以 耶和华对人说，你不能杀人。
And you hear about killing.
你听到杀人、杀戮。
Why would we blame God for that?
为什么我们责备神，为此责备神呢？
That's someone who didn't do what God told them to do.
其实是那些人没有做神要他们所做的。
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
他们不应该做假见证。
So if you are lied to or deceived, why would you be angry with God?
如果你做这些事情被自欺，为什么你要责备神呢？
And not be upset at the person who violated the commandments of God.
然后对那些背逆神的命令的人。
So this world is a sad place.
所以这个世上是一个让人伤心的一个地方。
But why face the sadness with bitterness against the one who can lift you up above all of this?
虽然面对这一切的苦难、伤心，但是我们可以被神拯救。
Why would we turn against the only one who can help us and give us hope, joy, and peace in the midst of this fallen world?
为什么在这个堕落的世界，我们不转向神得救呢？
Moses and Jethro had a right heart.
对，摩西和叶特罗有一个对的正直的心。
And this caused them to praise and worship him.
这就使他们可以赞美敬拜神。
They knew that all the work that God was doing was because he was so good to them.
他们知道神所行的一切都是因为神这样的善待他们。
So there are just a couple more psalms. I'll read them off because I know we're a little bit over.
我们还有几处诗篇，我想读一下，时间有点过了。
In Psalm 23:6,
诗篇23:6,
David testifies that the goodness and mercy of God shall follow him all the days of his life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And in Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14,
诗篇27:13-14,
it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。
See, David was a man, at this point in time who was hunted daily by Saul.
大卫整天被扫罗追杀的时候。
He was anointed by Samuel to be king, but could not yet be king.
他被撒母耳膏做王，但是他还不能做王那时候。
He had to flee for his life and sleep in caves.
他必须要逃命，睡在那个洞里。
But he remembers that the only thing that kept him going was that the goodness of God would outweigh all the badness of man.
但是他深信神的良善超过人一切的罪恶。
I didn't faint, and I didn't give up.
我没有软弱，没有放弃。
Because I knew that God was too good to ever be anything but good.
因为我知道神这样的良善，除此没有别的。
And one day, God's goodness will prevail.
有一天神的良善恩惠会得胜。
Oh, may we live with the same hope that David had.
让我们有和大卫一样的那个盼望。
So to summarize, God is a good God.
那总结一下，就神是良善的。
So his goodness follows me every day of my life.
我的一生一世必有恩惠随着我。
And his goodness endures despite all the rejection of sinful man.
虽然世人对他拒绝一切，但是他的慈爱恩惠永存。
See, God is good not because we deserve it.
神是良善的，并不是因为我们配得上。
But so that God can lead us to himself.
原来是神可以引导我们到他面前。
So tying this back to Romans 2.
我们再回到罗马书第二章。
You'll only be judged by God and experience the wrath of God if you so despise his goodness.
如果你藐视他的恩惠的话，才会被审判。
May we not make the mistake of,
让我们不要犯错,
of not letting the Lord save us.
不要拒绝神来搭救我们。
May we come to the Lord Jesus.
让我们来到主耶稣面前。
And trust him as our Savior, if you have not done so.
如果你还没有的话，接受主耶稣做你的救主。
Allow a good God to give you salvation that he purchased for you at the cross.
允许神，良善的神给你救恩，因为他用重价，让他用重价把你买回。
And if we are in the Lord, may we be dwelling less on what we're not happy about.
让我们不要思想我们不喜欢的那些环境。
And a lot more dwelling on what we appreciate.
更多的思想我们所应该感恩的那些事。
A lot more dwelling on the many riches of God's goodness.
更多的来思想神丰盛的慈爱。
God sure been good to us.
他善待我们神的神的儿女。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
truly may we all be able to see more of your goodness.
实在让我们需要让我们更多的看见你的恩慈。
Lord, help us in our daily walk with you to not grow weary in well-doing.
实在求你帮助我们在我们日常的生活中不要疲惫。
But in due time we shall reap if we faint not.
我们要在我们软弱的时候让我们转向你。
So help us, Lord, to encourage our hearts with these truths.
帮助我们 求你让你的话语来坚固我们。
And truly may we have the right perspective of the Lord.
实在让我们可以对主有一个正确的认识。
And Lord, you choose to bless us not because we're good.
主啊，你选择爱我们不是因为我们好。
But Lord, that you want to continue working your purpose through your church and in each one of us.
实在是你要在我们每个人心里，在我们每个人身上，在你的教会中成就你的旨意。你的工作。
So help us to not seek our own will.
帮助我们不要寻求我们自己的世界。
But the will of the Father.
而是来寻求主耶和华我们的神，我们的主。
And may all the praise, thanksgiving, and glory go to the only one who is worthy.
感谢赞美敬拜归给那唯一配得的。
We thank you and praise you.
感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.